You are listening to Drop Tent Media Network.
It's turkey time.
Time, motherfucker!
Time, turkey.
Jive, turkey.
Jive, turkey.
Jive, turkey.
Jive, turkey.
Jive, turkey.
Jive, turkey.
All right. I'm ready to be yours. Yeah, so we were hanging out.
Hold on. We got to do the welcome to fucking the show.
Welcome to Jive Turkey.
Jump right into
this. This is Jacob and Jason arguing.
I thought we were going to fade into how you doing? We didn't see you there.
Nah,
hey,
that's
buddies.
Fucking dumb.
Hey.
It's been how many years and we're open a show?
This is like episode 53 and we still don't know how to fucking do
this, it. This is what keeps our fans coming back.
Yeah. We like to fan into conversations that you weren't privy to.
Yeah. We have no idea what we're doing. We're still trying.
This is still DIY. Welcome to episode 53 of Jive Turkeys. I am Jacob and this lovely leather clad man to my right, your left...
My name Tyson.
That's the perfect voice for someone who's wearing leather.
Yep.
And to my left,
Bob Saget.
No, we have a guest host tonight.
Everybody, please welcome to Bob Saget. If you're watching the video, you already know it's not true.
Yes, it's true. I put on some weight. I'm just saying.
He did put on weight. Have you seen Bob Saget? He's sagging it. He's sagging it.
That was a dad joke.
No, it was bad enough to be a Bob Saget joke.
Pretty rough.
So yeah, so what we were arguing about whenever you guys joined us is Jason and I had a genius idea last week. And Tyson wasn't privy to it. So we should share it with you.
Did you guys record last week?
We did not.
Oh, okay.
No, we went to eat and, you know.
And we watched a movie, I think.
Yeah.
What did I was doing something last week.
You
had to bail because you were busy.
Yeah, something about being busy, or you had been so busy that you wanted to hang out with Zaven or something.
No, that was like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been a while.
You didn't specify.
I can't remember. I had some shit going on, and I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's already done.
It's in the past.
No, but I want to remember.
I want to know.
I remember.
The 20th.
I remember. Don't worry. Yeah.
You gotta actually have the mic in front of your mouth.
I thought I had it in front of my mouth. I'm sorry, guys.
You're like,
so I heard you guys had an idea last week when I wasn't here.
Yes, we did.
So we were just, you know, spitballing like we normally do, just randomly throwing shit out there.
You know how we are. We just talk sometimes.
Yeah, just shit. So we decided.
This wasn't shit. This was actually.
I don't know who. I don't know where the initial how we formed the thought, but the formed thought became Buffalo Bill Cosby. A mixture of Buffalo Bill from
Silence of the Lambs
and Bill Cosby.
So I think it's going to be my Halloween costume this year. I'm going to dress up like Buffalo Bill.
In blackface?
No, I'm not going to blackface.
No, I told him what he could do.
We're going to wear a Bill Cosby sweater.
What he should do is wear a Bill Cosby sweater and then no pants and tuck his dick.
Yeah,
that way he could go, would you fuck me? And then he can roofie himself.
Yeah. Just walk around with a pudding pop with a pill in it.
Why don't you guys said you had a good idea?
This is
a good idea. Think about the voice, all Jake.
No, this is a fucking sexual charge waiting to happen.
No, I'm not gonna feed anybody to it. Or feed anybody the fucking pill.
Feed anybody to it?
Down boy.
To what?
That's the part of the joke. It's the, would you fuck me? Like, I'd fuck me. Or the, like, do any...
Do it puts the lotion on his skin, but in Bill Cosby voice.
That was the joke, was that he's like, you think like Bill Cosby leaning over the pit and he's...
it puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the jello again, you see.
I
thought it was genius.
We laughed for probably far too long.
God.
At that joke.
I know it's so tasteless, but I feel like it wouldn't be... I don't know. It just would have to be in blackface.
No, you can't do it in blackface.
I know you can't, but I'm saying like...
I told Jacob what he should do.
I think people would be confused if it wasn't.
Well, it's going to be the Cosby sweater, the stringy, weird, like long, straight blonde hair, and then have a Bluetooth speaker that you carry around that plays Goodbye Horses all the time. Like, did you ever, in the scene where he's dancing with the fucking wiener between his legs, Goodbye Horses is playing in the background. So every time you walk around, it's just, Goodbye Horses.
I don't like this.
Now just picture Bill Cosby with his pants off.
No.
And he's got his dick tucked in between his legs and he's just dancing.
But at least nobody's seen that.
Well,
they were asleep.
Now you're mad at us for making tasteless jokes.
Nice
what
one.
The fuck is
Bravo.
That?
No, I mean, it wasn't without taste. I'm sure they woke up with a taste in their mouth.
Wow.
The fuck is wrong with my brain?
We all have issues.
I thought it was good.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was fantastic. Let us know what you think. I told Jacob that instead of doing blackface, he should do like the rest of his body in black, but just without the face paint.
White face.
White face. Yeah. I think he can get away with that.
So my whole body is like offensively like shoe polish black, but just right around my face, it's all Caucasoid, you know, just to be really.
You would have to like blackface your cock. Yeah.
I mean,
if you're going pantsless.
He's not going pantsless.
It would be all black everywhere except for the face.
That'd be really weird.
Oh, God. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I can't tell if it's a white man in black body or a black man in white face.
What a way to start a show.
I know, right?
Welcome to the new year.
We're getting better. We're getting better.
So, I didn't go through and check resolutions from last year. Did you?
I did.
Thank you.
I had the foresight to be like, just in case.
Thank you.
Yeah. So,
all right. I was going to, mm-hmm. and then I didn't know if we were going to record today or not because of last week.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought because you hadn't mentioned it that you may have either forgotten or were really busy because you had something to do.
Yeah. I didn't forget, but I was busy and just didn't get around to it. So I'm glad that you did. So we can see where we stood. Because I remember we did it last year. I went through the previous year's resolutions.
I have no recollection of
it's okay.
Yeah, nobody remembered last year either. Last year, I went through the previous year's list, and I made you guys not listen to it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I read off what you guys resolved. The year before that.
And,
so
and
that's what Jacob's doing
not.
This
yeah,
year.
So
next year it'll be your responsibility.
Yeah,
Jason.
Fuck.
You're the fucking torch.
Since Jacob took it upon himself to do it this year.
Well, I did it just in case. It was more like a contingency plan.
Well, it's already rotating. It'll be 2 years until I have to do it.
Fair enough. We already set the ball rolling. The ball of responsibility is just going out the fucking window. All right. So.
Unless one of us dies and the show dies and. Then you won't have to.
It depends on who dies or whether they're replaceable or not.
It doesn't.
I'm replaceable.
It could have been either one of us.
we both end with that.
What a terrible, terrible way. So who wants to go first with what they think, how was last year in retrospect for you guys? What did you think? How was it?
If I recall, I said I was going to be more outgoing.
No, that was the year
that
before.
Was year before.
That was the year before.
Yeah,
okay.
You said you were going to be more social.
Social.
Which you did not do.
No. I work all the time. I don't have time to be social. And I hang out with you guys, and it's not like
we eat up all your time?
We don't go. I'm
5 hours on a Wednesday.
Just fucking.
We take up all of your time.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Can you let me finish?
No.
So the only time I, aside from work and home, I go anywhere is here, and we're not actually out doing social things. We're here
because
the house.
We're holed up in a room talking to mics like madmen.
Yeah.
But not the John Hamm kind.
Speaking of which.
No. We keep doing your thing. We can't break from this.
No, I don't.
It's tradition.
Okay. I don't remember.
Okay. Tyson, do you remember what you said you were going to try to do for 2019?
No.
Do you think you did any of them?
I'm sure I can spin it like I did.
Probably. You could spin things in a lot of ways. All right. So last year, I'll go ahead and start with myself.
Okay.
Because
what did you say last year?
So last year I said, I want to double listenership for both of the shows, Jive Turkeys and Absurdcity. Absurdcity actually coming back this year, because last year was way too fucking crazy. So also said, I want to double our presence on social media, and I want to branch out and do other projects within the podcast. So last year we actually joined up with Drop Tent Media, our podcast home.
Last decade. I mean,
yeah,
shit.
Last decade.
It was a while back.
And,
yeah,
and we did double, if not triple, listenership.
Really?
Yeah, just by going on to the network. We have, yeah, and that also doubled our fucking social media presence. So,
how many, what are we averaging per episode?
Oh, hundreds.
Huh.
Almost breaking 1,000 soon.
Damn, okay.
Pretty fucking excited about that.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah. We've had almost 10,000 downloads for all of our shows.
How much of that is like robots downloading shit?
Only maybe like one an episode, one or two.
Really?
Yeah, because the one I have, it breaks it down into what are like bots doing it.
Uh-huh.
But all the others are fucking straight up human listeners.
Huh.
How about that?
Does it tell you how much they actually listen to each episode?
Yeah.
Huh.
Most of them are over half, almost full. But most of the time it's full listens. Like people actually listen for some reason. So
for some reason.
Yeah. So yeah.
So thank you to listeners. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you guys. Because... We're not always the fastest at putting out episodes, and we do skip weeks without telling anybody, which we probably should.
I mean, it was the holidays.
Yeah.
Well, we're back
on track now though.
Yeah, but it's not, you know, we all have full-time jobs. I mean, we're all, you know,
yeah,
and then we have lives that shit happens. It gets chaotic.
This is true.
So, you know, you got to bear with us. We try, but you know, sometimes shit gets in the way.
It's all grassroots, man. We're not like celebrities. We don't have endorsements and all that shit.
Not yet, but if you'd like to.
Working on it.
I don't know if I could handle celebrity.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
I don't think they could either.
People change whenever they get a little taste of fame.
Well, the cool thing about being a podcast person is like no one will notice you on the streets, but if you start
watch
talking.
Our video.
Yeah, well, I forgot about that. Now there's a video component. Yeah. So
I'll talk in a higher voice on the streets.
Hi, I'm Tyson. I don't do radio.
My name Tyson.
Is that how you're going to sound now?
Yeah.
My name Tyson. All right. So let's go to, who wants to go next? Jason or Tyson?
You can go me.
So Jason.
Do me.
Jason, last year you said, and these are all quotes.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
I plan to drink more.
Okay.
Did you, in fact, drink more?
Shots and beans happened since then, didn't it?
It did. Shots and beans did happen.
I guess definitely I did. Drank more.
Yeah. Okay, then I did.
At least
than normals. All right, fine. And you also said, I think I might try, which you prefaced that with, I'm definitely not going to do this, but I'm going to give it an effort.
Okay.
I think I might try to develop a relationship and find a girl, at least a date or something.
Oh. No.
I think you had a date last year, though, didn't you?
No.
Or was that the year before?
That was the year before.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't, you know. Eh.
You said you want to put yourself out there.
I did. I thought about it, and I just didn't.
So you guys are both one for two, then.
So.
How am I one for two?
Because the other show didn't. You guys kind of...
Technically, we still did double listenership.
Oh, okay, so you're two for two. So all right.
I'm still successful.
All right.
It's not really double listener or viewership if one of the show or listenership if one of the shows stops.
It did stop, but if it doubled
before it stopped,
here's
then
the thing.
It's still,
like,
you know,
we put out the last episode in December of 2018, and all of the old episodes, all seven episodes that we put out, they did double in 2019.
Okay.
So downloads were doubled technically.
Okay.
Okay.
So it was doing better than us for a little bit, which is kind of scary. Yeah, it did. It was for a little bit. It was kind of like crawling up way faster than Jive Turkeys.
Huh.
But it's topped out now until we put new ones out.
Interesting.
Some people like radio dramas, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's more of a...
it's a different niche.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
But, you know.
Okay, well.
You know.
That's fine.
So, Tyson...
But now we've got video, so...
Yeah, now we... Yeah.
So, you're looking at these pretty faces. It's worth it.
So, Tyson had the longest one.
I probably always have the longest one. Because I tend to go on fucking
Yeah, it's kind of
just
rambly.
Rants.
And there's a lot of preface. So.
All right, let's get to it.
So Tyson said, I've never been a resolutions type of person because I've come to terms with who I am as a person a long time ago.
You were right, Past Tyson.
I understand who I am. So having said that, I'm probably going to do a bit of the same shit this year. That being said,
dead ass,
I want to make a little more of an effort, find a new job and a new situation, and put a little more effort into personal relationships with different people more than I typically do.
Fuck yeah.
So
I'm like 3 for 3 on that shit.
So you did get a new job.
I got a new job.
You got a completely new situation.
I got a new situation. And I think I think I have improved personal relationships.
Cool.
Over the past year. Yeah.
Look at you.
All right.
The first year you managed to get all the ones you said you would.
All right.
I'm proud of you.
I guess I'm the failure here today.
Well, you're always the failure, though. That should be nothing new.
We keep you around to make us look better.
You're like the duff.
I'm sorry,
friend.
Jason. We love you.
Like
sorry.
The designated
ugly. We do love you, Jason.
I've been failing for a lot longer than you guys.
This is true. You've been beaten down more than
me. Own that shit. If you're good at something, run with it.
I'm good at being shit, and that's all I'll ever be, damn it.
Hey, you know.
Fair see, enough. if you see, though, like, I set my expectations low, and I kind of, you know, surpassed them, so... That's kind of my modus operandi.
But the thing is like you set a realistic bar for yourself, just like I did. I set a realistic expectation. It's a little bit of a stretch, like it's a challenge, but it's not like completely unattainable.
Mine wasn't either, but I still didn't do it.
But then, you actually have to try though, Jason. That's the point. You got to try.
Yeah, well, you know,
you got to get a Tinder or something. You got to like.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Why not?
Because I'm not doing that.
Why don't you go on Christian Mingle or something? I bet you'll find a nice girl.
Yeah, corrupt some.
Come on, you can find yourself a Sabrina Pueda. She can play for you.
No.
Tell you how much she loves sushi. Mm. You know? How much she smells like sushi.
Oh, you know? Right.
What? So now here comes the fun part.
Okay. New ones?
What are your New Year's resolutions for this year? What do you think you can do?
I think this year I'm going to find a better class of friend.
Why do you keep putting these unrealistic goals for yourself?
My goal is to become a better class of friend.
Oh, thank you. We could work together on that.
All right. Going to put his goals to Jacob. Shame.
So your new goal is to find better friends.
I don't know.
No.
You
don't have any resolutions? Do we
don't
have
give a fuck.
We have to have resolutions for next year so we can do this all over again.
Oh, God.
And just, you know, it doesn't have to be something crazy.
Just give me a minute to think about it. All
right,
you guys all right.
Yeah, we'll go with
ahead.
Tyson first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I learned a long time ago. I learned a long time ago what kind of person I am.
Oh my God. Do you want to read it?
Can I just reread exactly what I said the year before?
There you go.
So I've never really been a resolutions type of person because I've come to terms with who I am as a person a long time ago. And I understand who I am. So having said that, I'm probably going to do the same shit, you know, this year that I did in previous years. That being said, no, I'm not going to read the rest of it because I'm kind of happy with my current situation. So I'm going to... The fuck am I going to do this year?
I don't know. You're a good friend. You got a good job. You got a good situation. You got engaged last year.
Yeah, I did. I did get engaged. Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah.
So we definitely changed our situations.
Yeah.
It's good.
The fuck am I going to do this year, though?
I don't know.
I'm going to...
So here's my resolution.
I'm going to get a...
Okay. Sorry.
I'm going to... I got a vehicle. I think I'm maybe get a new vehicle this year.
Like new?
Like not necessarily brand new, but something that's got, you know, not 150,000 miles on it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I might do that, and maybe, don't know.
Fair enough.
It's a fucking, it's kind of a cliche thing, and I told you guys recently that I quit smoking cigarettes, but I think I'm gonna, like, I know people make this type of resolution a lot, but I don't think I'm gonna smoke cigarettes, you know, anymore, ever.
What about cigars?
Cigars, you don't, I don't inhale cigars.
Well, you're not supposed to.
So, yeah, so.
You get sick that way.
I don't class cigars and, like, pipes the same way I would cigarettes.
I don't either. It's a completely different feel.
So maybe,
yeah, proud of you for
that. Maybe I'll try to, like, stay away from nicotine by the end of the year.
Good call.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's attainable.
Yeah, we'll see.
It is.
Good job.
You'll be grumpy for a while, but yeah,
fuck you, Richard Tyson.
Always grumpy, though. Yeah, but I mean, from
he's consistently grumpy.
Coming from somebody who went through it, you know, and went through it with people pushing his buttons at every stage while I was trying to
do it. Who would do such a dastardly thing?
Yeah. So,
wait, who pushed whose buttons?
Like, apparently, I pushed his buttons.
When I was working at Domino's, yeah. And I was trying to quit smoking, and I had an e-cigarette that I kept just in case I was like I couldn't fucking handle it anymore. Yeah, I had to hit something. So they would aggravate me, like, and they would follow me in the office to just, you know, just keep. Bah, 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 and I was like, God damn it, fuck off! And the whole crew.
I didn't do that.
Most of the crew did. We were working opposite shifts at that point. But,
oh, that's right.
But you were there for some of it. You didn't. You laughed.
Oh, I have to join in with a good old fashioned ribbing of Jason.
But it was just, you know, I just sit there and took, you know, take huge drags off of that thing and just. But, you know, after a while, after a couple of weeks, I didn't need it anymore. It was over with. Yeah. And you guys were the reason why I quit smoking.
Yeah.
Because you guys
didn't
smoke.
And then I fucking started.
Yeah, we both started.
Yeah, you both did.
Started because of extreme stress. And while it helped, it lasted longer than I intended it for.
Yeah, I got tired.
But I'm already down to a third of my previous nicotine input level, so I'm gonna keep tapering.
Well, I got tired of, like, you know, we'd go out and hang out and everything, and then you guys have to wait on me to smoke a cigarette real quick.
Yeah, you were just smoking the car, and that drove me fucking crazy.
Well, I always had the window down. I tried to be.
Yeah, you know, no, I mean, it doesn't work. Yeah, it doesn't work.
It still saturates in your clothes and your hair.
Yeah.
And your toys.
And your vehicle.
And your comic books. And your life. You know, it's just bad stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, it's
not
cool.
Not in the figures, because I didn't start buying those until after I quit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true, because that became your new vice.
Yep, that was my addiction.
See, that could be your new year's resolution is to double the size of your toy collection.
No.
Double it.
I don't have room for that many.
Just kick your mom out.
I'm already
it's at her house.
Okay, I'm already past 1200. There's not enough.
You have 1200 action figures?
Yeah.
Holy fuck, dude.
Yeah.
And that you gained that many in how many years?
5.
Fuck.
That's a pretty big investment for 5 years. No, I mean, if you think of them, because you keep the majority of them in the packaging.
Most of them are packaged.
So it's kind of an investment.
Oh, yeah. The resale value on them, it only goes up, but...
Yeah, you know, a bunch of parents in the 90s bought a shit ton of Beanie Babies for the same fucking reason. You saw how that turned out.
Yeah, Beanie Babies were different.
Yeah, but action figures have been around since a long, long time. Since a long, long time.
Yeah.
You know.
And they keep making more, so.
Yeah,
they keep saturating the market. Well, yeah, but, I mean, I've got some now that are...
Can't get them anymore.
Well, yeah, they're, you know, I bought them for, you know, 15, 20 bucks, and they're already worth 80 or 90.
Yeah, or even more.
Fair enough.
You know, so. Yeah.
What do you think your most expensive one is?
Right now it's about 200. I've got a couple that are, I've got one I can't find, so I don't have anything to price it against.
Okay.
So,
so it's a million. It's worth a million.
And
basically.
As far as I'm concerned, for me to get rid of it, it would, you're going to come off. You're going to come off.
What figure is it?
It's the Four Horsemen, Gothitropolis, Screaming Eagle, American Eagle.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that one. Dude, that thing's fucking cool.
The cool thing is those were custom made, so there was only so many.
Yeah, there was only so many of that run.
You haven't found any even on eBay, like people trying to resell
them? I found
them,
but not the same package. Like, the people that got those kept those. And the last time I saw one on eBay, it was running for like $240.
Damn.
And I haven't seen it since.
Same.
I haven't seen it since. So
it, yeah, so most, it's got to be more now because they never made another run, did they?
Well, they made more. Like, they made different, but it's different packages. And instead of
not
instead
the
of
first
like,
run,
instead of like the flag cape, they gave him like American wings, like, you know, Stars and Stripes wings. So they had different.
That's not as cool as the cape.
They yeah, had that's different, not as cool as the cape.
They had different iterations of it, but you know, mine was the first
run,
the first American. Yeah,
that's so. It's pretty cool. All right,
but yeah, you know,
that was a Kickstarter thing, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
So
and
shit,
they're still running strong,
I mean,
though. Really,
a Kickstarter figure is worth more to you than any of the, like, the really badass, like, McFarlane shit, like NECA.
Well, that giant Terminator you have.
Well, it's worth, financially, it's worth more. But as far as, like, emotionally. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
well,
as
that's,
far as, like, tie, like, you know, things that I would get rid of. The, I don't know. There's a few that I will never get rid of because I love those figures so much. But my favorite, probably my favorite of all time, like figure of all time, is a Loki, and it was a Walmart exclusive for the first movie.
Yeah.
But it's got a fantastic facial sculpt and it's just a badass looking figure.
That's
and
cool.
It's cool. One of my I can look at that figure. And go,
so have you thought about your resolutions yet?
I have. I don't know that I want to share them.
That defeats the whole purpose. You know, why don't we even talk it? Why don't we just sit
no
around?
I did it, you guys have to do it.
Come on, Jason.
I think this year I'm really gonna try and find a different job. It's been a long time. I've been at the same job for 20 fucking years and it's about time to get out of it. And I got a new car and I wrecked my other car. I got a new car. 3 days after getting my new car, I got fucking hit. And, you know, I don't want to spend $20,000 on a car, you
just
know,
have it
and then just
down.
Have it, you know, worn out and broken and destroyed by the yeah. time I get a chance to, you know, and I'm kind of tired of the, you know, not sure if I'm going to make enough, you know, to cover all my bills and all that. And I'd like to be able to put some money aside. So, I can put money aside, but I buy action figures. Let's clarify something here. I'm addicted. But,
so you're not that. You're
not no, I mean, I mean, I'm not hurting for money. Don't get me wrong. But I'd like to be able to
put
know,
more. Yeah.
You know, I'd like to be able to go. You know what? I'm gonna put a new roof on the house, and you know,
yeah.
you know, not,
who can do that?
But you know what I'm saying? No,
I know a guy.
You know what I'm saying? But not to where I'm like I'm you know. Like, fucking terrified of whether or not we'll be able to pay it off. You know?
Yeah, like if something yeah. crazy happens, you're
yeah.
just like...
I'd be able to, you know, I'd like to be able to take a second, you know, take a mortgage out on the house and feel comfortable that I could pay that off my other bills and things like that without
right.
having to
you
wanna scrimp and scrape.
Put a mortgage on the house?
Sometimes you put a mortgage on the house to get a loan from the bank so you can get shit done.
Like a
big
ass loan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I was about to say, like, didn't that house, like, mostly paid off?
It's paid off.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
That's what
we
I thought.
It,
but he
I mean,
could take another one out just
take,
so
just,
he could get a big-ass loan.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
It's basically... Yeah, use the house leverage. Just
right,
to get,
right
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So just keep paying the bank.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool.
Word.
Good idea, Jason.
Okay.
You know what? This
like
is
that.
This is
like
the year
that
Jason might be successful.
I mean, he's been successful so far. He's still alive. He got a new car. Like,
that wasn't his resolution last year, was to stay alive.
Yeah, but he got a new car this year, so like
that's true.
And I did survive the year,
shit,
so that is
he,
successful.
He
whatever.
Achieved my he achieved my resolution.
That's
a
not
year
how
before.
It works.
Hey,
damn.
Let's put it this way:
damn,
I didn't hook up with a woman that left me laying in the front yard. You know,
oh,
after
God.
I had a stroke. So you know, bravo to me.
Yeah, fuck.
I think my New Year's resolution is I'm actually going to lose. I'm going to say
the
30,
beard?
35
80
pounds. No, not 80 pounds.
So funny.
If I lost 80 pounds, I would be under my recommended BMI for my fucking body.
Can I ask what your weight is now?
245 last time I checked.
245, okay.
Yeah. So
God, look at us having fucking normal-ass resolutions for once.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to lose about 30-something pounds.
That's your only resolution?
No, I want to be even more successful with the podcast. I want to.
What's the goal?
I want to double it. I want to double it
double
again.
It again. All right.
I want to gamble.
All
also,
right.
I want to do cool projects with this podcast. I want us to end up like branching out and doing video, like things. So like not only like our channel isn't just us on our podcast. We'll have like maybe 20-minute videos of us doing something funny or maybe
yeah, okay.
you know adding different stuff.
We could get a speaker in here and do conference calls.
Why?
I don't know, something different.
No, I'm talking about like we can add like skits. We can do, I don't know, just random shit, like different things, like like incorporating that that improv game I've been talking about. Mm. Something that we can bring more people in and just have a fun time.
Okay,
you know, I think that's what my goals are: lose weight and do better on the show.
Okay,
good call.
All right.
Now that all that's out of the way and we ate up 30 minutes of the show.
I bought 5 action figures today. 5.
I really think you should go for that doubling the action figure collection.
Yeah, I think you should. 5. You're already on the way.
Just go for it. 5. I mean, you can buy a bunch of cheap, like, little dollar action figures, but you could still hit that goal.
Yeah, like Mega Lucha.
Those dude, those Dollar Tree action figures are fucking horrible.
Yeah, but you don't play with them.
Not when you're fucking 7.
Yeah, bro. Those were the ones that you use with the good toys.
Those are the ones that you could throw at a tree and destroy, and your mom would still buy you another one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Although we did get the coolest fucking toys as from the dollar store. You remember the ones that were like...
Talking about the Dollar General Transformers?
Yeah, they were like robots, but like, and they would like use the fucking car part as a skateboard, and then you could like turn them into the car. Those were the fucking shit, man. We had those forever.
See, I used to like burn holes in with like the soldering iron
too,
and stuff like that.
We would use fireworks. Remember?
Yeah, we blew up a bunch of army
bottle rockets and fucking
WD-40 and a lighter. You know?
Yeah.
I just did that to anthills. I didn't even do that.
We did it to a stuffed Mickey one time. Remember?
Oh, we set that bitch on fire. It had a voice box, didn't it?
Yeah, and it was like...
It was screaming for help.
Was that in my yard at a birthday party?
Yes, it was in your yard at a birthday party.
I thought so.
We're all teenagers, and it was just like,
I think John and Daniel were there, too.
I think they were. Fun times.
That was that was a good time.
And now, a word from our sponsors. So, I know it's been a little while and we've kind of pent up a little bit, but Jason, you told me before the show that you have quite a number of inventions.
I do have some inventions.
So, I think it's time that you regale us with it. Okay.
Don't you have an intro for this?
Okay, now some of these are lame. We'll start out with the lame ones first and we'll get to the better ones as we go.
As always.
Okay. Now, the first one is a practical thing that I thought about because I have a coworker who's very short and she has trouble reaching things. So,
okay. A stool?
So, no. I was going to make non-slip platform work shoes. Like 70s style platform fucking shoes, but with a non-slip grip on the bottom that she could wear in a workplace. That way she can gain an extra 8 inches easily and still feel secure.
Mm.
I think anybody would feel secure if they gained an extra 8 inches.
Oh, yeah. If I gained another 8 inches, I would scare people. I'm pretty sure I would.
Yeah, you would be really tall if you gained another 8 inches.
It would be insane. I would look down on everybody.
Okay.
Like now my looks would match my appearance. Or not my appearance, my attitude.
Oh, goddamn. All right, next.
So, the next one. Is good. Because I'm always angry about people speeding through my neighborhood. So
wait. So we're already done with the other one? We didn't even get to banter about it.
Well, I thought you were done. Wait,
I want to guess each one.
Okay.
So the next one is like, you would invent something kind of like a board, with like metal like spikes, you know, to like prevent vehicles from being able to continue speeding through the neighborhood?
No.
And like it would go across the road?
No. Not something they've already, not a spike strip. They already have those.
Lame.
Yeah. Would it be like filling a wheelbarrow with cement and like making like a hump or something kind of across the road?
Like a speed hump?
It may have something to do with that.
Is it a speed hump but mixed with a spike strip?
No.
It's a hydraulic thing, and like as soon as they go over the bump, you just hit the button and just shoot spikes into their tires.
No. But it does have.
If it's not as good as our ideas, I don't want to hear it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
If you, it's got a sensor under it, so if you hit the speed bump too fast, it screams.
So they still hit a bump, but
when they hit it, it goes. It's like, so they like, holy shit, I killed somebody. How's that?
Oh. And it could be your best invention yet.
It could be like different fucking voices. Yeah, so sometimes everyone. It's like I hit an elderly woman.
What do you call this? What do you call this?
Screen bumps.
Screen bumps. Yes. Nice. Nice. Right. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
I like that one. Because just imagine you're drunk. It's 3 a.m. and you hit an old lady. It's like,
it's got to be really loud just in case they have like speakers up loud.
Oh, and you can have one that's just
Like wakes up all the neighbors too.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
What you'll do is you'll have it near like little road signs. Yeah. Like, you know, where it says, you know, speed bump, slow down.
Right. Yeah.
You'll have the speaker mounted behind that. So it'll just project.
Oh, that'd be great. And have them like, up and down like light posts down the street. So like everyone has a speaker close to their house in that vicinity. So yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You could have one that's just like a bunch of kittens yowling, like they hit a box of kittens, and it's just the death rattles of like 12 kittens. Like Jesus, it just make them all fucking cry. It's just like, like, was the natty lights really worth it? You killed a whole family. You killed a whole family tree of fucking kittens. Was that too dark?
No, I mean, I like it. I think it's a good idea.
Right.
I think it's a great idea.
Stun them into silence.
I think
weird.
You could actually make money with this.
Yeah.
The neighbors, I think, would have to be in agreement, though.
No.
Fuck them.
No.
I mean,
they should know at all times when people are speeding.
See, that way they'll be angry at the speeders. It won't go off if you hit it at the speed you're supposed to hit it at. But if you hit it too fast, it will scream. And then your neighbors will come out too, like, you motherfucker.
And they'll get so tired of hearing it, they'll start making like an ordinance. And
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah. And every time someone hits it,
ordinance.
Yes, explosive. And what it could do is it could tally up the fucking amount of people that hit it, and this sends a fucking report to your city councilman.
Yeah.
But it just floods their inbox. So, like every time someone hits it, it sends them an email.
DDoS their email.
Yes.
It also dials 911.
Their exchange servers are screaming.
You can't dial 911.
It immediately dials 911.
It just sends them like a little 15-second GoPro clip of them hitting it, and you just hear.
Oh no. Oh, I got one.
Oh god,
too.
His eyes lit up.
I got a good one. It's so the screaming one would make your butthole clench, but you know what would really make their butthole clench? If they hit the speed bump going too fast, there's like red and blue flashing lights on the sign and a siren.
Oh,
like a really loud siren lights up all of a sudden. It'll make them fucking. Oof.
And what if you put like on the sides of it, like if you put like blood quips. So when they hit
squids.
It, squids, yeah, it just shoots blood up on their windows.
You can have it switched. Like some of them, like spray out
with
the blood.
Scream.
Yeah, so it's shooting on the edge. Or
you have some that are like it sounds like car parts, like mechanical things just falling on the pavement, and then scraping until they stop.
that particular one would just follow the speakers down the road so they can just hear it as they keep going.
It just haunts them. They just hear the scream all the way down the road.
It's like neighborhood surround sound.
Exactly.
Yes, sound doesn't go away until you exit the neighborhood.
And the thing
is, geofence.
And the thing is at Halloween, you could tap into that at Halloween and you could make spooky sounds with it so people haunt
your whole neighborhood would be haunted.
Yeah, so you could do that.
Everyone would move the fuck out of that neighborhood.
Dude, that would be amazing. I would rule ass.
I like that.
What's your next invention?
The next one's ridiculous, and I don't know why it came to me, but I thought sometimes horses get tired. Sometimes they don't want to run for you. So I'm going to invent horse Heelys.
Oh, my
so
God.
So they can wheel around.
Fucking hell, Jason.
Are you gonna get the fucking earrings and backwards caps too?
Just see some horses like trotting and then just stop and just heeling and just.
And just like lift up a little bit. And then, yo, that's a badass horse.
just wheel. Okay, so
they get like a sideways snapback as well.
Right.
Just clips into their mane.
What are they called? Are they called like horsies or something?
No, just horsies.
Hoofsies. Hoofies.
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 Yeah, hoofies.
Hoofies.
That's a little too close to roofie. I don't know.
Or huffy.
Or huffies. Call them hoofies.
Hoofies.
Yeah.
Heelys for horses. Yeah.
I would love to see fucking cops in New York City on horses, and then when it gets tired, it just clicks its heels and fucking just.
It just starts sliding.
Holy shit, that horse is drifting!
Exactly, there you go. There you go.
Fucking on the corner of 53rd and 2. That's whatever the fucking streets in New York, I don't know, they're all numbers.
Oh, yes, okay.
So what's your last one?
The last one actually could be relevant. if things keep going in a negative fashion.
Hoofies aren't relevant?
Yeah. Hold on.
I thought hoofies were the most relevant.
All right, you ready for this?
Wait, what happens if a horse wearing the hoofies accidentally hits a speed bump?
All hell breaks loose.
I think a drifting horse just killed a pack of coyotes.
Okay, ready? Corporate sponsored military equipment. I want to see a fucking tank with a goddamn Nike swoosh on the side of it. I want fucking sponsored tanks.
Isn't that how private military contractors already work?
Yeah, I want it tagged. I want them tagged like fucking NASCAR. You know what I'm saying?
I want a big ass number three on it.
Just a big ass. You can't hate on number eight. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want jets. I want tanks. I want fucking like mortar launchers.
A red and white fucking tank. It's got a big Coca-Cola on the side.
Damn right.
Of it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and that way, you know, however many kills they get,
yeah.
You know, they'll get, you know, more money for their sponsorship, you know. Because they
televise the war and then exactly. You get to see all of the companies.
Everything's
yeah.
got a fucking GoPro on it or a fucking yeah. camera. And it's like, you know,
every
missile's it's like
got
a video
a GoPro.
Game.
I want to see a bright ass, just colorful tank that says DuPont with a 24.
Yeah, with a fucking rainbow.
And Jeff Gordon's just sticking out of the top with a flaming sword.
Not yes. just that. Just
with giant oversized. Gloves. Yeah,
not just that, but ballistic missiles. Think about yeah. it. You know, you got Tide slapped on the side of a ballistic
Iran
missile.
Iran better watch the fuck out.
You know what I'm saying? Man. Like, you know, I think that would be fucking hilarious. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know why it hasn't happened yet.
I just want to see a big pink missile. It's just like Corning fiberglass insulation.
Oh, God. It's got the fucking Pink Panther on yeah. it. Just like,
but he's got blood on his mouth. So like, he's like, ah.
So like, I hear you say that, and I know you're talking about from an advertising standpoint. But when you first said it, I'm thinking about a fiberglass missile.
Like a bomb?
Like a bomb that went
fiberglass
it,
everywhere?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ouch.
It's just the most uncomfortable missile ever. It doesn't
kill
anybody.
It's just an inconvenience.
Everybody hates you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You get fiberglass embedded so far in your skin, it's there for the rest of your yeah. life.
So it's like
worse than Agent Orange.
It's like 9/11 sucked, yeah, because like all those people are dead, but like you inconvenience okay, a right. whole nation of people. They're just itchy for the rest of time.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. I think one's a little more.
But they,
God, that's actually almost more terrifying
yeah,
than half your country
that
dying.
That is actual terrorism.
We had an old van, an old Dodge van, and it had insulation in the paneling, yeah. and the panel had broken, and I was a kid, I didn't know what it was, and I was just pink, and I was messing with it, and then we were inside fucking Kmart or whatever the hell store we were in, and I'm like. Fucking itching everywhere, and I'm like, Mom, and she's like, hush, and I'm like, and finally when she saw me, I had welts all of them down my fucking arm and my side because I was just all in it. I was like, oh, I don't know what's happening to me.
Touched his
like,
dick, his dick's all like warty.
I was like four, I think I was 4 years old or
4 year olds touch their dick. It's fine.
No, I mean, I'm just talking about that. I was,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I didn't know what I was getting.
Good thing
into.
She got you before you started touching your dick.
Yeah, well,
that would
at that age, I called it a pee pee.
Okay, well, you would have gotten fiberglass on your
fiberglass on my pee-pee.
I think we found the name of the episode.
The
fiberglass in my pee-pee.
You remember where the old Walmart used to be in McClinney?
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I don't know.
No, it's I know
Crystal
where it was.
Yeah, where Crystal River is yeah. now. It used to be a Walmart. And that hill down the side was, at the time, it may still be, but it was covered in stinging nettles.
Mm. It still is.
And, my sister and my dad was in the garden section one day and, you know, just doing whatever dads do in the garden section. And,
standing around with his hands in his pants, bragging about how green his lawn is.
Yeah. So, he let me and my sister just play outside. I mean, this was a long time ago.
Well, it's back when you could do that and yeah. not have to worry about your kids getting picked
and
up.
And so we decided it would be fun to roll down the hill.
Oh,
fucking covered in stinging nettle. And we rolled down that thing once and we were both covered in stinging nettle.
Oh.
And we ran inside screaming to my dad. And one of the cashiers told my dad that, you know, what it was. And that was a bad Jesus. Time.
Yeah, that's not fun.
And I would rather half the country die than, you know,
itch. Oh my God.
Itch for the rest of my life. Like, honestly, I would rather I would rather like try to survive nuclear war than fiberglass missiles.
It all built up to that. That was fucking genius.
It just kind of, it tied back around.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It tied.
Tied.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jason.
Yeah.
You also have a fuck your state.
I do. I do.
I just want to ruin it.
This one comes to us from a little area called Wilmer, Alabama.
Wilmer, Alabama.
Alabama.
The place where cotton is still picked and by the incorrect color of skin.
And people fuck their cousins.
And Confederate flags are still used as windows.
A 19-year-old woman named Riley was shot by authorities during a raid in which they were looking for a man named Nicholas McLeod. 41.
Nicholas McLeod.
Any relation to Duncan?
The Clan McLeod. The Clan McLeod. He comes from the Highlands of Scotland. He's immortal. Anyway, who was Riley's fiance's uncle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nicholas was booked at the local jail the day before the raid.
Oh.
That's some dumbass Alabama cops.
Wow.
So investigators detained men outside the house. And the men told him, you know, there's a woman inside. Now, at this point, it's a whole to-do. And granted, she did arm herself.
Okay. Like, she armed herself against the police?
Yeah, she got it. She got, like, a shotgun. And she was
fuck.
You know, because they're coming all up in.
Did she know they were police?
They were investigators, so I'm assuming
Alabama
they were,
is basically retarded been, Texas. Like, they will shoot you in the fucking head just for looking
see,
funny.
That's the thing. I don't know if they were plain clothes or if they were in uniform, but... Mm. They were there to get fucking Nicholas.
Here's the thing, though. If a large group of people just show up at your house, whether they're plainclothes officers or they're fucking in uniforms, that amount of people is not a good sign for you.
Apparently they knew she was armed, so they told her. They put the gun down. Put the gun several times, they told her.
It's Alabama. They just show up and that's the first thing they say.
So
just put the gun down.
She refused. She got shot. Mm. She's expected to survive.
She's like that scene in Akira. She just got fucking gunned down.
But not to take away from the fact that the police were there to find someone they already had in custody.
That situation never should have happened. If I were her, I would have sued the shit out of him.
He's already holding. The sheriff called the event a miscommunication.
Yeah, no shit.
That could have been saved by a phone call. What was his name? Something McLeod?
Nicholas McLeod.
Really? They could have just been like, you know, I were looking for Mr. McLeod, and like, yeah, he's in cell block C. But no, they were just like, let's go get this motherfucker's like, you know, I thought this house looked familiar, and I know now. You could have said that 5 seconds ago before it blew a fucking crazy woman away.
Tommy, this house looks like back at the weirdest sense of deja vu. Shut up, goddammit.
Deja vu, was that some kind of queer word?
You keep that homo stuff to yourself.
Wasn't we here yesterday?
No, goddammit, I would have remembered.
You know what? We were all here yesterday. All 10 of us.
Hey,
all of this in the Alabama fucking police department.
Anyway.
She's wearing the same shirt from yesterday.
Dirty bitch.
Fucking Care Bears and shit.
So anyway... Fuck you, Alabama. Not just for your cops, but for your fucking people.
Just the whole state. And we have listeners in Alabama, and I assume they're the smarter ones.
Let's hope.
Otherwise, they're the ones that probably don't want to still be in Alabama.
Like, Tyson and I grew up in a tiny town, and we were objectively smarter than most people in that town. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would. I don't claim a lot of objective truths, but that, I think, would be one of them.
Yeah, so I imagine there are people like us in these small towns, and then this is a good escape for them, this podcast, making fun of their state.
Hey, yeah. You know, that's the thing.
Oh,
though, that's,
we make fun of every state, including our own.
But most of the time, it ends up being Alabama for some.
No, it's just when it's Alabama, you get, you know, the fucking retard and the incest jokes and shit.
Well, so, Florida gets made fun of on a nationwide scale. Every day.
Well,
so,
yeah, that's the whole point of this
Florida,
segment.
That's the whole point. So anybody getting, you know, butthurt over it, if you do, just listen. It is what it is.
So have you seen any of the Florida Man World War III memes?
I haven't, but that sounds great.
I saw one, and it's like, so we might have to start a draft for World War III. And their next panel is like Florida man holding a knife. And he's like, sounds good. Who do we got to kill?
That would, that would,
like, whoa, yeah. whoa.
No, I keep seeing the ones that's like, Iran better watch out because we're going to have a bunch of 18-year-olds that haven't had a nicotine fix in weeks.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. That fucking weird fucking
baby. <band. laughs> A bunch of fucking, they haven't had their fucking monsters and vapes and like weeks.
Wait, they can't drink monsters until they're 21 now?
It's a ban on
nicotine. Oh, yeah.
You're 21 now. You're
I forgot about that. I was thinking because other reasons. Never mind.
No, they up the age for.
Yeah. So now that all that's out of the way, it is time to talk about what we all want to talk about, which is the ending of The Mandalorian. The last episode.
Yes.
Don't all talk at once.
Okay.
Fucks.
Jesus. We were waiting for you to finish.
I fucking R2-D2 with long legs, exploding droids, Darksaber, cool-ass interceptor, Gideon.
Yeah, what was up with that?
There was a Mandalorian
like
in it.
Like R2 ferryman.
Thing. Yeah, that thing was weird. I don't like the long legs. The fuck that out really of me. Freaked me out, but I applaud them for doing that. I applaud them for.
It was weird.
Because you saw a lot of R2s and they all look the same. So it's a droid. You could change them up.
Yeah. They did.
So I like the fact that they did that.
Yeah. It was weird. But the ending, though, when fucking Gus Fring breaks out of his interceptor with the fucking Darksaber. I mean, that dude.
Was he Breaking Bad or what?
Yeah.
That was cool as shit.
Yeah. The fucking Darksaber, though, bro. Yeah.
Soon as I saw that, I was like, holy shit, I hope Tyson's seen this.
Yeah. Did you know what it was?
We've talked about it prior to that.
Yeah. Oh, did we? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, when I saw that, there were two spots in that where I yelled out.
Yep.
And one was a Darksaber, and the other was when they finally showed the Mandalorian that rescued Din Djarin when he was a kid. And when he's like flying down, you can see the Death Watch symbol on his pauldron.
Yeah,
I was hoping somebody else called Death Watch. Because like that means that he was raised by Death Watch, so like,
that puts him in a specific time period. Too.
It also puts him in a specific sect of Mandalorians, and he's arguably one of the most badass sects of Mandalorians. Which I don't know if it's still canon or not, but Jango Fett was like running around with those guys at one point.
I don't know.
So I don't know. Whenever Disney fucked off with the old expanded universe, I lost a lot of information. I'm not sure what's still canon, what's not.
Gotcha. So. Well, knowing Disney, they'll find a way to incorporate as much of it as they can. Especially with Favreau, doing
a pretty damn good job.
They'll rub that a little bit and try and fit it in there.
Yeah.
And the mud, they finally gave him his signet.
Yeah.
The Mudhorn skull, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, man.
And it has more meaning now than it would have earlier in the season.
You know why she gave that to him? Because that's the only one she had made. She made it prior. She was like, I'm not making another one. Here, you get this one. You've earned it.
Fuck it.
This is
Pac-Man.
What stands for you guys, like helping each other or something? Yeah. Just
it's like friendship.
Once you get him back to his family, like.
Let's get the fuck out of here, guys.
When she was fucking up them stormtroopers
with a hammer
and tongs,
she
was fucking them up. That was cool as shit.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
And we got to learn the Mandalorian's name.
I still want to know why she. I think that the horns on her helmet have because she's from her position and the respect that they give her. I think she may have been a part of Death Watch when Darth Maul took over.
Mm.
And I think the horns on her helmet may have something to do with that.
That'd be interesting.
I mean, what color is her armor? It was like golden.
Goldish.
Oh, okay. I think Death Watch took on like red and black when Darth Maul took over. I can't remember. But
yeah. And then they all did weird colors whenever they joined the Empire. So
yeah.
It's weird. Speaking of Mandalorians, by the way. I want to do a shout out to my buddy JJ Roach. from the My Worst Holiday podcast before he decided to do his own thing. And he's actually an author now. He does like, he writes articles and stuff for, I believe it's, fuck, I can't remember now that I think about it. Just look JJ Roach up on Facebook. Really cool dude. He actually did a piece for me, and it's Boba Fett in the Sarlacc pit in a Christ pose, which I thought was really cool because I have C-3PO the Baptist up on the wall.
Is that a
there.
Tentacle stabbed through his chest?
No, I think it's just wrapping into his armor. But really cool. If you guys want any really cool artwork, hit him up, commission him, pay him well. He's just a very cool dude. And I think it looks pretty fucking sweet.
It is pretty bad.
It's can't definitely wait to, crazy.
Can't wait to put it up on the wall. So thanks, JJ. And he incorporated a nice little note with it that made me feel good about myself.
Nice.
Aww.
So
nice.
I hope he watches this and he's happy. Yeah.
To my
he was like, to the fucker that made me quit podcasting. You came on the show and ruined my life. Here's
Wait,
a picture.
He quit?
No, he just went off to do different stuff. So.
So My Worst Holiday is not a thing anymore?
No, it's still a thing. He has another co-host.
A different co-host?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But check JJ's articles out. Huh. He posts on Facebook whenever he puts them out. And he's a very talented writer. He has a way of writing an article that breaks it down for you. And you feel like, you're like, you know what? I like this guy's... I like his fucking his point of view.
I like the cut of his jib.
I like the cut of his jib. See, so the kind of writing that really makes you want to chomp your cigarette and tilt your fedora, you know. And you can quote me on that. Nah, it's good. He's got a very interesting point of view on things that you never think of like before because his brain works differently. It's really entertaining. Read his Star Wars articles; they're pretty good.
What is it called again?
I can't remember. And whenever I remember, I will say
what's
it.
His name at least?
I said JJ Roach.
Okay.
Look it up.
All right.
Fuckers.
JJ Roach.
I'm not going to do all the fucking legwork.
Roach.
Look, I did my obligatory thank you for doing an awesome thing for me, and I plugged him.
Speaking of Roach.
Half-assedly, but I did. I'm sorry.
Have you guys watched The Witcher?
I watched the first episode and was bored out of my fucking mind.
Really?
I watched it.
I gotta watch more.
Did you watch all of it?
I did.
I watched. What was your opinion?
Spoiler country. That's what he writes for. Look it up.
Spoiler country.
Yes.
I don't know. It was okay, but it wasn't great. I think it needed money.
Ben Affleck.
No, I think it had money, but I don't think they had enough, and I think they had a limited amount of like backup crew and extras and things to work with, and I think it showed, and I think that they made the best of what they could, but it was still kind of cheesy.
You only watched the first episode?
Yeah.
Are you planning on watching it anymore?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I won't spoil anything though. I enjoyed the hell out of it, but my only gripe was that, and this won't really spoil it for Jacob. In fact, it might make it more understandable when he watches it.
Oh, they're all in different timeline.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah. I already know that.
Okay.
It's like Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. They weren't very clear on it and until a certain episode, and then everything kind of starts to come together. But other than that, I enjoyed the hell out of it, and I wish that they had more. I want to watch more.
Fair enough.
The problem I had with it is like some of the special effects and some of the I don't want to say film stock because I'm sure they're using digital now.
Uh-huh.
But do you remember that old was it Dungeons and Dragons movie or
with one of the Wayans brothers and stuff?
That one.
Yeah. Saw the D&D movie.
Yeah, D&D, and it was it just kind of it had that kind of feel to it. Mm-hmm. Like it looked forced. Like it wasn't. Like the choreography wasn't great, you know what I mean? And I think they used a lot of, like during that first battle scene,
mm-hmm.
they spent a lot of time on like, you know, specific hits showing people getting their heads split mm-hmm. and being stabbed through, but it looked like they just regurgitated the same people, you know, somebody would die and then they just, it needed to be more chaos. There needed to be more people milling around, just more like the,
the Battle of the Bastards and Game of Thrones.
You're also talking about a show that was four or five seasons in that gained more money as it went on.
I get that.
It's kind of hard to put anything up against Battle of the Bastards.
You know what I'm saying? But even in a more controlled area, it just seemed to be, it needed to be more heated.
You said it was too big with not enough stuff to fill it.
Right. Yeah.
It got more dicey towards the end.
Yeah. It was all right. Some of it was just, and I didn't really care for Yennefer.
I think she's written that way intentionally.
No, I mean like the actress that played her.
Oh.
There's something about her face that pisses me off.
Okay.
Jesus.
Like I really don't.
I don't feel any certain type of way about her. I don't mind her as an actor.
Was she?
I don't know. Something about.
Just off putting for you?
And it's just a personal preference. I don't know. It's just one of those things like I'm just like. No.
Fair enough.
No. She doesn't do anything for me.
Gotcha.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, her boobs were nice, but that's not enough to.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she's nude
a lot.
Boobs.
Really?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of nudity, especially in that one episode.
Yeah.
Raising Dion. Have you guys watched that?
I have not.
I watched some of the first episode. That skateboard trick looked so clumsy with the special effects. I was like, I'm done. I didn't even bother. I
enjoyed most of the first season until. Did you? You didn't watch all of it?
I watched the first episode and that was it.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I'm done.
I mean, I won't spoil anything, but there was, like the second to last episode, there's this thing that happens, and I feel like nobody really should have. I don't know. Maybe I should have seen it coming. Maybe not. But it was like one of those, huh? Really?
Like the end of it?
Moments? Yeah, towards the end, not at the very end.
See, I had that feeling about the first episode.
But the actual ending, I did kind of like. Not that I didn't see that coming, but I don't know. I did like the majority of it, but you guys haven't watched it, so I can't really gripe on the shit that really bothered me.
Sorry.
But I have to watch it.
I definitely think it is worth watching. But yeah, it was interesting to see some of their takes on like superpowers.
I've finally gotten around and started watching Handmaid's Tale season 3.
Oh, nice. Oh, bro.
Are you called up?
Almost. But season 3 is like, what?
I just finished episode 4.
Season 3 is the most recent one, right?
Yeah. No, I think season 4 is, isn't it?
No, this is the newest one. Okay. Maybe it's season 4 then. What the hell am I watching? Yeah, season 4.
I can't remember which season's most recent.
I've watched all of it. With a new house. She's with the guy that.
Okay.
How far in are you?
Episode 4.
Okay.
So I gotta find another episode 6.
Oh man.
Because I watched.
So good, man.
Watched her burn the house down. Like when I first started watching it, I was like, God, just I kind of hoped it was like pick up a little more because I was like, at this point in the storyline, you'd think it'd just be going nonstop, you know, like. But she's back in. It's going the same like creepy build again. I was like, oh, come on.
I'm ready, dude. I love it. It gets even better.
I love
their storytelling. It's so fucking good.
But after I went back and I fell asleep. Watching the first episode, but I was tired and I started at like 11
o'clock.
That was your fault.
Well, no,
that's
not the Handmaid's Tale.
I've rewatched it and I'm trying to.
Don't you fucking blame that Emmy award winning show sponsored or put by Hulu.
They won an Emmy?
Speaking of awards.
Oh, we're going to talk about the infamous Ricky Gervais rant.
Or are we going to talk about. Are we going to talk about the Joaquin Phoenix thing or?
No, oh yeah, dude, they fucking snubbed him. That was fucked up.
Yeah, did they?
Yeah, he started calling people out, and they fucking cut his mic and like played the music.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
and he was dropping F bombs and shit.
Oh yeah, it was great. It was so great.
It was interesting.
I didn't watch it. I didn't see the
Ricky Gervais thing though.
I sent you the fucking link to it.
I never got around to
watching it. Dude, he fucking chewed their asses.
We'll watch it right after we finish. But anyone who hasn't watched it, watch it. It's It's almost 9 minutes of fucking pure gold. Just like, he does not give a fuck anymore, no. And he is calling people out. Half the audience is in stone silence, and all of New Hollywood is laughing their ass off. It's fantastic. At one point, the room is quiet, and there's like a few laughs, and they cut to Adam Driver, who is laughing his ass off. Really? It is so fucking great.
Oh yeah, but you got people like Jonathan Pryce, who just. He was not happy at all. I need to watch this video.
Oh, it was good. It was good stuff.
Tom Hanks's responses were fun. His facial expressions were just, cause he did a lot of these like,
there's a lot of like, yeah, like when you suck in, shit. When someone says something offensive, you're like, yikes.
Like, oh my God. You know.
It's good. If you haven't watched it, please watch it, because I think everybody in Hollywood's asshole tightened up about 3 inches that night.
The best thing about that is even if people didn't watch the Golden Globes, like I didn't watch them.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about them now because of Ricky Gervais. So if the Golden Globes, you know, they can be, you know, if they want to be mad at him, they can't, because he's brought more, you know.
Well, here's the thing. He brought more attention and more clicks to the Golden Globes with an 8-minute speech than they did with their whole 3-4 hour long ceremony.
Yeah.
All of these, the Emmys, the Oscars, all of those are boring as fuck.
And a special shout out to Salma Hayek's dress.
Didn't see
did
that.
Did a lot
either.
Of heavy lifting.
Didn't see
right
that.
Right around the chesticles.
I won't pull that up for you.
So, if you haven't watched it, watch it. We're running a little late on time, so we got to go ahead and go into true headlines.
All right, let's do it.
So, we'll go ahead and go into that. And in the meantime, we'll wait for Jason to pull up the dress.
God damn.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
God damn.
Not
right.
Complaining. Shit.
It's pretty majestic.
How old is she now?
54.
Yeah. 50s. She looking good for a 54-year-old.
It's all those stem cells, man.
Dude,
fucking hitting the...
No, she's eating them.
Hitting the... what was his name? Superman.
Christopher Reeves.
Reeves, just cracking.
I'll give her some of my stem cells.
I bet you will.
Oh,
I bet you fucking will.
God damn, Jason.
God damn you, Jason.
I got a New Year's resolution. Salma, I'm coming, baby.
You know what?
Nope. That's added. That's added. You got to work on that.
So here's the thing.
I'm going to send her a link to this podcast.
If you succeed in only that one, you're a god for the rest of your life.
Damn right.
You realize this, right?
Damn right.
So you have 360-something days of legwork to do this. You better get going.
350-something days.
I don't care.
Jacob.
Just do it.
356 days from... No, 357 days.
This is a leap year. So you have one extra day to win her heart.
You got an extra day, Jason.
All right.
From January the 8th. All right, true headlines.
True headlines. Our first headline... Hairstylist named Kevin Bacon killed, eaten by Grindr date from hell.
One more time.
A hairstylist named Kevin Bacon was killed and eaten by a Grindr date.
Oh, okay.
Are
so
you
like
gonna...
a gay Hannibal Lecter
so
type?
Grindr is
yeah,
that Tinder for gay people.
I know what... Yeah.
So yes.
Kevin Bacon actually went online and like, you know,
told fans he was fine.
Told fans, yeah, but also had him like a moment of silence for him and stuff.
Really,
like, yeah,
that's really cool
that's
of him.
Nice.
Because they share the same name. It was one of those things. Like he's like, you know, that's
fucked
shit.
Up. It's a fucked up story.
Yeah, man. If something ever happened to the Australian wrestler that has the exact same name as me, I would have a moment of silence.
Tyson
for him
Gibbs,
too.
Really?
Yeah,
he's Australian.
Australian.
Are you
wrestler.
Sure he's
he might be dead
I,
already?
I don't know.
Oh no! I'm so sorry.
You guys are fucked up. I can't believe you guys
oh,
would make.
Oh, listen here, Mr. fucking
believe,
Reddit joke guy.
I can't believe you guys would make a joke about
first
the fires
off,
in Australia.
How many downvotes did you get on your fucking ass?
Only like 7.
Oh,
possibly more since I've looked at it last.
Okay, so
yeah, but the upvotes I got.
they didn't do anything because now it's all negative. Oh, well. So the story goes as follows. A Michigan man named Kevin Bacon was mutilated and killed by a man he met on the LGBTQ dating app Grindr.
Jesus
Bacon,
Christ.
A 25-year-old hairstylist, met up with suspected killer Mark Latunsky on Christmas Eve after they spoke on the app. The man's family grew concerned when he didn't show up to Christmas breakfast. Investigators found his car at a Dollar General parking lot and later tracked his last known location to Latunsky's house in Shiawassee County. Inside the house, police found Bacon's body hanging from the raptors, hanging from the rafters with rope tied around his ankles. Kevin Bacon was slaughtered like a pig. And that's pretty fucked up.
How do they know he was eaten?
Latunsky told cops he killed Bacon by stabbing him in the back and slitting his throat. He also told cops that he cut off Bacon's testicles and ate them during the murder. Latunsky was charged with murder and mutilation of the human body. And here it is. Yeah, the actor Kevin Bacon shared his condolences to the friends and family of the man he shared a name with on Instagram post. So, holy fuck, dude.
That's...
Wow.
That's a fucking death metal song right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
What's the degree of being hung upside down? Is that like
know,
a 180?
That was a game, though. That's
I know, but I'm going to say it's 180 degrees. 90 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
90, yeah.
That's fucked up. Yeah, so guys, so I know we talked about Tinder 90, earlier for Jason. Degrees. Jason
slaughtered
me,
like a pig, eat the bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it just brought the whole mood of the show down.
Thanks, Jason.
Turkey bacon.
Let's bring it back up.
Jason's usually the one that brings it down with a fucked up story.
It's my new
this time it's Jacob.
It's new my New Year's resolution is to bring the show down like Jason.
Scream bumps.
So here's our.
I just brought
my balls,
it back up.
My balls. I'm Kevin Bacon. My balls.
Jesus.
Fuck. God damn.
What? It's topical. Yeah. It's like a DLC for the fucking... So our next headline...
You know what else is topical?
What's that?
Buffalo Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Neosporin.
Yeah. Our next... our next... God damn.
I like that we groaned in unison. That was fantastic.
Our next headline... in Australia... More than 10,000 camels to be shot because they drink too much water.
Wow.
That is fucking brutal.
Because of the fires?
I don't know. Let's go into the article. More than 10,000 camels will be shot by professional firearm experts from helicopters to prevent them from drinking too much water in drought-afflicted South Australia.
Jesus
Christ. Don't they know all they got to do is cut the hump off and there's a ton of water in there? It's like a fucking 5-gallon drum of fucking water. Or no, they just have to install spigots on all of them.
Yeah.
Just go around poking them and, like, you know, it's like tapping a maple tree.
What are camels even good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Sing Say it again. Yes.
Camels.
You would never, like, work in war.
God damn it.
What is it?
What? You sound like it's like fucking Chris Christopherson trying to fucking be, you know, like a funk band.
War.
The shooters will begin the call, which is the fucking the weirdest and most foreboding sentence I've read in a while. The shooters will begin the call on Wednesday following an order from Aboriginal leaders in the a string of fucking consonants that don't make a word.
It's an Australian purge.
It's Anangu Pitjanjajara Yunkuni Tjajara lands.
Or is that loosely translates my backyard?
Yes. Locals have complained that the animals have been entering communities and wreaking havoc as they look for an available water source, including taps and tanks. They're roaming gangs.
They've been stealing water bottles off people's bicycles.
Oh, God.
Just
They're breaking into houses, littering, drinking out of toilets.
And they
and
litter
shit.
The plastic afterwards.
God damn. Because
camels don't know how to use there's just, fucking
bins. There's just a bunch of camels with bicycle helmets on, like stealing water yeah. bottles, wearing like bicycle
shorts.
And they
have like tattoos and shit. Like that fucking camel stole my water bottle.
Aussie gangs.
The fuck.
And what do they smoke?
Pall Malls.
Garbage. Exactly.
Of course. We have been stuck in stinking hot and uncomfortable conditions, feeling unwell because the camels are coming in and knocking down fences, getting in around the houses and trying to get water through air conditioners. Marita Baker, a board member of the APY executive, said.
Well, they're thirsty. I mean, what the fuck?
The animals, here we go, are also being culled over concerns about greenhouse gas emissions, as they emit methane equivalent to 1 ton of carbon dioxide per year.
Who gave this speech? Who was talking about that?
Somebody in the fucking Aboriginal community.
So it's a Camel Hitler.
Yeah, Camel Hitler. It's just like, I've come up with a final solution.
What is the final countdown?
Yeah. Except they count up instead of down.
There you go.
Because it's backwards. It's
on the
other side of the
down.
It's yeah, on the upside of the down. All right, so let's do a really fucked up story for the last one.
Ooh.
Are you guys ready for this?
Sure.
We're gonna go back to Grindr. I didn't even plan
you
this.
Say go back, but I've never even been there.
I've never even left. So our last headline here, Missouri church elder tries to pay for sex on Grindr with an Arby's gift card.
Yes. That's all that one, yeah. I laughed out loud when I saw that.
Yeah, oh, I guess they weren't thinking Arby's.
Yeah, well, he did have the meats, so I mean,
that reminds me. Remember?
But not the roast beef.
Yep.
Joke killer.
You remember when I told you like it'd be cool to have in the storyline, you know, a guy gets a fucking gift card or something like that for like Golden Corral and he doesn't want it, so he's trying to trade it for weed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Yeah, we're writing a TV pilot, by the way. So remember that thing we said about branching out and doing different things?
Yep.
Remember that thing I said earlier in the show? Callbacks?
No.
The man who went by the screen name Dilf was allegedly soliciting male college students, tempting them with gas and fast food.
What kind of gas? Like camel gas?
I think
like,
so.
Or like
I think gasoline.
Gasoline.
Yeah. Petrol. Yeah, camel gas. Petrol. Yeah.
Hey, kids, you want to gas up your car?
Hooks up to a camel's ass. It's like, now these things give off about a ton a year. Arby's, a.k.a. If Bad Decisions Came in Sandwich Form, is used to being the butt of the joke, but could the infamous fast food chain also be an aphrodisiac? In Kirksville, was in Missouri, a Truman State University professor and Kirksville Church of Christ elder has been slapped with a misdemeanor prostitution charge for allegedly soliciting sexual favors from male college students, tempting them with offers of gifts in the tens of dollars, including Arby's gift cards.
Tens of dollars.
So, Johnny, I got tens of dollars in my pocket.
It's like, I got a coupon for beef and cheddar.
You like the roast beef? You like that brisket? I bet you suck my dick. $15. Go in the back of the parish. They'll never know. I don't know what a Missouri accent is. Is it like Missouri?
I don't know what you were doing, but it's definitely not it.
Missouri. The university's police department received a tip that Barry Cole Pointer, 57, was harassing male Truman students for sexual contact, as well as offering to pay for items for sexual favors by using the app Grindr. The police department then created an undercover Grindr profile to lure him in, and when they noticed his screen name was Dilf.
Oh. I can't imagine being like, you know, can you imagine having to be undercover
on Grindr?
I mean, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, even the ones where they're to catch a predator, you know, they're undercover and they're talking to these people and the people are just writing all this grotesque, you know, like
just weird shit,
you know, just, you know, bleh, and you're like,
does your daddy have a chainsaw? Yeah. Bring that too. Yeah. Oh yeah. I got about 3 foot of rope. Oh yeah. Triple braided fucking polymer. Feels great on the skin. Yeah.
Like, whoa.
You ever heard of a Ziploc bag?
It's antibacterial.
I'm going to need about 10 of them and a bottle of Germix. So Dilf told the undercover officer that he would love to have a sugar daddy relationship and that in a previous relationship, he provided gift cards, clothing, and money to his partners. Dilf reached out to the undercover officer on December 3rd and asked for sexual favors in exchange for providing fuel for the officer's vehicle and also that he quote-unquote might throw in an Arby's card, LOL.
Oh my God. I might
throw in an Arby's card. Fuck.
Dilf eventually agreed to meet the undercover officer at a local gas station to provide the fuel before the sexual favors. Dilf provided his location, which matched Pointer's address, and Pointer then arrived at the gas station. He attempted to flee the scene when officers approached his vehicle, but pulled over several blocks later.
Oh.
Oh, man. Nothing makes me want to, like, I don't know, suck a dick more than just being like, Arby's, here's a $20 gift card to fucking Arby's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell me how much gas you're going to put in my car, Daddy. I fill it up half this time, and if you come back, I can fill it up the other half.
Oh, God.
It's called incentive.
Inseminative.
I don't know why, but that sounds more like Chicago, and it just sounds dirty.
I don't care.
It sounds like dirty Chicago. Like,
I'm sure it was dirty to begin with.
Yeah, it had to have been. After Pointer pulled over, he told the cops that he was not doing anything with a minor. He just gave that information willingly.
That's what he opens with?
Yeah. It's not, good evening, officer. What did I do wrong? It's, I didn't touch a minor. I didn't do it.
What a fucking idiot.
He's over there looking for Chris Hansen. Yeah. Shit, shit.
I can smell cookies, I swear.
It's like the grinder pedos like are on an even lower level than the fucking Chris Hansen pedos.
Yeah, it's fucking
like
crazy.
He just opens with that. Like the ones on Dateline are like, well, I didn't know and like all that shit. And he's just like, I didn't fucking touch a minor.
Like, she said she was 18. What?
So you admit that you knew that they were... Like,
yeah, nope.
starts with a yeah sound. Yeah, no. Fucking hell.
Pointer argued that he was, quote, was not going to do that, and that he was, quote, going to give him some gas. When the cops told him he shouldn't have offered money or gifts for sex, Pointer said he was just, quote, trying to help.
Sure.
While the idea of an Arby's gift card ever helping anyone is up for debate, Truman Slate has suspended Pointer, and he is no longer allowed on campus. The Church of Christ, known for making homophobic comics in the past, probably isn't very happy with him either.
Jesus
Christ. Y'all heard about the Mormon Church. Did y'all hear about that?
No.
So they are worth like $100 billion now. Oh, like they have
the richest cult in America.
They have like $100 billion in liquid assets. Wow. And they claim to like help the homeless and shit, but they only do like a few million in charity a year.
That's it?
Yeah, something like that.
Jesus. Fuck the Mormons.
They
man.
should probably do a lot more than
That's it for this week's episode.
I ended it with a bad joke.
You really did.
Yay.
You really did.
You're welcome.
So
starting the new year off right.
Yeah. Until next time.
Fucking twat.